The 109th running of the Indianapolis 500. Starting sixth, the current points leader in the NTT IndyCar Series, the three-time and reigning series champion, four wins so far in 2025, driving the number 10 DHL Chip Ganassi Racing Honda. It's Alex Palou on the left, starting fifth, back for his seventh Indy 500, currently eighth in NTT IndyCar Series points, driving the number 60 Sirius XM Honda for Meyer-Shank Racing with Kurt Bagagini, and it's Felix Rosenquist. And starting fourth, the 2008 winner of the 500, six-time NTT IndyCar Series champ. Sunday, he'll break a tie with Mario Andretti for most career starts in IndyCar history, driving the number nine PNC Bank Chip Ganassi Racing Honda. It's Scott Dixon. What was that? Did you forget? He's breaking a big record.
No, I did not forget. I knew.
Yeah. That's a lot of races, right?
Yes.
So maybe one day you'll do that. I don't know.
I wish.
You wish. We'll start with you. Looking forward to getting back in the car tomorrow?
With me or with Scott?
With you.
Yeah. Super excited. I mean, it's almost race day. Carb day is super fun. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Last chance for us to try and get a little bit more from the cars. I think we still... one more sessions or more track time to try and get the cars better. But, feeling good.
Felix, for you, you've had a lot of good shots at winning this race. This is a good one, right?
Yes. The last 3 years, really, have been pretty good for us here. Just ready to get going, man. I feel like everyone's going to have an amazing car with the amount of testing we have. Everyone keep tuning on it, and hopefully ours is a little better than the rest. It's been a good month for us. I think it's qualifying was solid, race running's been solid, and it's been pretty good in every kind of weather. Which race day might be a bit colder, so ready to get going.
Yeah, and looks like it's going to be dry. The forecast is improving. It is going to be chilly though. So Scott, how does that change things, if at all, race setup?
Can't worry about the weather, right? Can't control
it. No, so, never, right. I know what it's going
to
do.
It's the same for everybody. I think we probably would have preferred it to be hot. I don't know. Maybe the people in the stands too.
Or windy.
Yeah. Hot and windy. It's nothing you can really focus in on too much. I think, we'll get a little bit more of a better idea come Friday with those conditions. Should be pretty similar. It just makes, kind of tire dig probably a little easier and things like that. So I think for a spectacle, maybe with the race being cold, it might be a little more compact. So the racing will be a little better. So that would be good.
All right. We'll open up for questions. We'll start here with Chris and then Bob after that.
Alex, with how good your season's gone so far, how difficult is it to not rest on your laurels and just think, oh, it's going to go like it's gone the last several races so far?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, it's been a crazy start of the season for us. But, I didn't go to Indy Road Course thinking that it was going to continue that way, or Barber or Long Beach or any other races. So we just get it, try and execute as good as we can. But the 500, it's a different animal. Like, I think it feels like it's outside of the championship. Like we're here for like 2 weeks. Everybody's so dialed in. You have like new entries for this place, a lot more activities that we do for the 500. So it just feels like a race on its own. I'm just focused on the 500, and so far we've been sixth best car out there.
Felix, with the change in technical alliance this year with Meyer-Shank Racing, how different does this year's car feel compared to last year? Not taking the hybrid into account of that.
It's always hard to know, right, with the hybrid. I think the hybrid has been pretty huge around here. But the cars have felt super good, with the partnership with Ganassi, all the three of us are technically in the same boat. So it's been you hear how difficult the car is to handle, and we feel that. But I think we're on the better side of it, and there's definitely cars that are handling worse than ours. So there's just a lot of depth in this alliance. You have the guy sitting next to me, and you have Kiffin and Marcus and Helio. So every time after a session, it's just so much that to be learned. And I think that's also a reason why we've been strong. So yeah, super successful so far. Super happy with it.
And Scott, how busy have the debriefs been this year? I know you had five cars last year, but you still technically have five, well, six with Elio. How different is it this year compared to last?
It's been pretty chilled, to be honest. It's been pretty relaxed. You know, I think some days we've had, you know, a fair amount of time. I think it's been very resourceful and you know, pretty open. You know, there's kind of no egos. It's been, you know, apart from Elio, it's been pretty easy, you know.
Well, he called you out saying you dyed your hair, so.
I've never dyed my hair. Him, that's a different story. I did bleach blonde my hair, yes. I'll take
it. Oh, that was
Is that the same thing? I don't know.
Huh?
Is that the same thing? Oh, it is? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so I have.
That was a younger Scott Dixon, though, so you're way more mature now.
I'd like to see this proof. I think I have all the proof.
Get those frosted tips back.
Frosted tips, yeah. It was, yeah, different times.
That was cool.
Different times.
Bob?
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. Alex, one of the kind of videos that's made a lot of rounds since Sunday is the one where you're laughing almost at the Newgarden as they're working on Newgarden's car. I'm curious, what was going through your mind? And now with all the fallout, do you feel bad about at all about standing there laughing?
No. I mean, honestly, I was there like 10 minutes before Fast 12. That was Fast 12, right? Yeah. I was the last car. Joseph's car was right in front of us. And I was just focused on my qualifying. So before getting into the car, I saw a lot of movement there. I know that you're allowed to change front wing, rear wing, but nothing else. So I was just there and just trying to be funny. I asked if they were trying to cheat, but I didn't know what was going on. So I didn't get an answer there. And then suddenly I found what was going on, but I honestly didn't know what was going on. I just tried to be funny that moment. But yeah, I mean, that's a story. I was not trying to put a finger in the thing that was going on. So yeah.
And Scott, there's a lot of talk on whether there's a level playing field or not. Are you confident that there is?
You know, it's a difficult situation for them, right? You know, I think they're under the magnifying glass anyway, you know, with what happened last year and then, you know, what happened, you know, last weekend. It's, you know, it's unfortunate, I think, mostly just for the series, you know. So, you know, I don't want to get involved with it, to be honest. You know, I think we've seen how it's playing out and they're doing the best they can at this moment. You know, the downside is that, you know, most of the talk going into our biggest race of the year is about that, opposed to, you know, someone like Schwartzman getting the pole, rookie team. You know, there's so many cool stories going into it. Hopefully, you know, that definitely ramps up.
Right.
En español.
Sure.
Hola, Alex. Comparado como en otros años donde llegaste, luchaste por la pole, en esta ocasión parece que ni... Eso parece, que ni buscabas esto. ¿Estás muy enfocado en carrera o cuál ha sido tu planteamiento de cara al domingo?
No, lo estábamos buscando. Sinceramente, que quería la pole, igual que todos. Sí que es verdad, nos faltaba un poco. El sábado estaba muy, muy convencido de que teníamos la velocidad y el domingo en el run del Fast 12 me faltó un poco de velocidad. Y luego simplemente dije, vamos a ir más agresivos, vamos a sacar más downforce, intentar ir rápidos en el Fast 6. Y fue al revés, fuimos más lentos porque nos habíamos pasado, ¿no?, del límite de quitar downforce. Así que no, quería la pole, pero no pudo ser. Y sí que es verdad que estoy a lo mejor un poco más centrado en carrera que en clasificación. Más que nada lo que hemos hecho antes de la clasificación. No malgastamos ningún tiempo en poner el coche rápido para la clasificación, sino que hacíamos solo tandas largas de carrera.
¿Ves a alguien como, bueno, no una persona? ¿Quiénes son tus principales rivales para estar allí arriba?
Sinceramente, este año es el que creo que está más compactado. Creo que hay más de 8 coches que están iguales o más rápidos que yo. Tenemos a Scott, a Felix, a Sato, a Pato, luego tenemos los Penske que salen de atrás, los Andretti que en carrera van muy bien y en clasificación no han aparecido, así que creo que va a estar más reñido de lo que parece.
And Scott, I ask Helio, you have a lot of time over here and you have been in a lot of meetings, but it's the first time that you are with Scott Dix. And he said, yes, I see a couple things that I have to point it out, but I also keep some things to myself. And you already have a Takuma as your teammate. Can you explain a little, what do you see in these drivers that you still keep looking up in order to improve?
Helio is not very good at filling out his sheets and forms. So yeah, he's keeping a lot to himself. You know, I think I'd asked several times that he fills in all the stuff on the computer. But no, it's always a feeling thing, right? And for everybody, it's a little bit different. But Helio is so accomplished, and winning four of these races is insane. As I said earlier, it's been really relaxed. It's kind of cool to see, everybody evolve in, different ways throughout the practice sessions. And, I know at one point, I think, last week we actually just went to the 06 setup just to try it because I wanted to see, what he's been working on and what it feels like. And, I think a lot of us kind of maybe merged in some directions of what he was doing. But it's been a lot of fun, but it's also, you're so immersed in what you're doing yourself that the interaction is not always, completely together. And when there's five separate groups, there's a lot of stuff going on. But it's been a lot of fun to work with Sato and obviously Helio.
Ali.
Scott, I wanted to ask you, and I've asked a couple of the other drivers, so everyone's probably sick of my question, but you have enough starts here. It really feels like this year coming into the Indy 500 that there isn't this odds-on guy that is favored to win or this particular team. Is that a fair assessment? I mean, does it feel pretty wide open to you as well, having been in this race a long time? Does it feel more so maybe this year than in years past?
Yeah, I think the margins are definitely very small. But I think, the Prema-Schwartzman thing was a good situation of that. I don't think anybody going into Saturday were like, they've got a real shot at winning pole. But I think as soon as everybody saw, them do their first run, I think all of us were in the room together and were like, wow, that was really fast. And if he goes flat, it's going to be super fast. He'll be a real contender for the pole, and that's how it played out. So yeah, I think, there's been quite a few different storylines. Obviously some of the Penske's or all the Penske's were eliminated after the first 12, that really shifted the storylines, but also how it played out, I think. So yeah, it's wide open. I think there's a lot of great cars and great competitors, and maybe more than we've seen, as you said, typically you kind of see a clear favorite or maybe three or four, but this year there's a lot more.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey guys, Dale Hopkins, the front stretch. Likewise, I've also asked a number of drivers today the same question. With the double being a main headline again this year, is there anybody that you guys, for all three of you, anybody that you guys feel like you'd like to see come and try the double, either on the IndyCar side or the NASCAR side? Scott, I'd like you to start since you have been nominated by a couple of guys already.
Oh, well. Okay. It's probably a little easier going this way, just the amount of track time you get. But no, I think we had kind of talked about it years ago, with Chip, but it just never really came to anything. I think it's very difficult. I think it's maybe, manufacturer situation, teams, it's not an easy thing to do. So, really admire the people that do it. And obviously the success that we've seen with a lot of them has been huge. It's not in my near future. No, but. I don't know. Alex, you should do it. Do it.
I would love to do it.
Yeah, do it.
I would do it.
Felix should do it too. We should all do it, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought there was a rule like you can kind of. Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to
Scott,
volunteer?
I think Scott should try, and then depending on how it goes, we follow.
Go in the back row with Lewis. Got time for one or two more.
Alex, apologies for pointing out you haven't won on an oval yet. Is it frustrating, energizing, something else about ovals? Because you've won just about everything else.
No, I mean, it's I want to win. I don't know, like, trust me, I'm trying hard, but yeah, it takes time, I guess. Like, I there's nothing I can do until Sunday to change that. Hopefully I can change it and I can win on Sunday, but I know it's tough. Otherwise I'll wait for the next one, Gateway. So yeah, there's been many people that have taken a lot of years to win this race or to win on ovals. So yeah, hopefully we can change it quick.
You got time for two more, Bruce.
Alex, was the year you and Rinus got into it on pit lane leaving, was that the very best Indy 500 car you've ever had?
I had really good cars here, honestly. Like 2021, when I was battling with Elio, I think my car was faster than Elio's. He just was better than me. Then 2022, we really had good cars as well. 2023, I think the only year that we didn't really have that ultimate speed, but still ended up fifth. Like it was pretty good. Was last year. So yeah, probably 2023 was the fastest car I had. But man, I had really, really good, nice cars here at the Speedway.
Because after that crash, I believe you went back to 28th or 30th or whatever, and you came all the way back to
fourth or fifth. Yeah, it was as I said, I think here, if you have a really good car and you have confidence, but especially if you have a good car in traffic and fast, you can move up front. So, yeah, as I said, I've been lucky to have really, really fast cars here at the Speedway.
One more.
Noah Poser, kicking the tires. This is for Scott. So you've mentioned the Prema and Schwartzman storyline a couple of times. So I'm curious as to where that ranks in your eyes as far as the most surprising Indy 500 moments during your years racing here.
Well, I don't know. I think that was probably the one out of the blue, I think, was it's right up there. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's, you know, I'd have to reflect a little bit, and that might take some time. But, yeah, I just thought it was a cool story. You know, I think it was even for them, I think it was unexpected. You know, there's a lot of ex-Ganassi people there. There's, you know, Briscoe, though, I talk to quite often. I think they were just as shocked as most of the other people. So, you know, I think it was a shock for one, but a really cool story.
Thank you.
Guys, have a great day tomorrow, and good luck on Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Alex Pillow, Felix Rosenquist, Scott Dixon.